Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Cheer, cheer.
Everybody likes Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Community Quick Hits. Sponsors?
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
Better late than never. Here's Danny.
It's fun to segue from an entire segment about the game to a Community Quick Hits with a story about a guy that won't leave the game. A man is going to federal prison for 20 years for a bank robbery that he tried to pull off in 2019. This man's name is Eric Warren from Lubbock, Texas. And during the summer of 2019, Mr. Warren went into a bank in Wolfirth, Texas, walked up to the teller. He was 50 years old then, and he put a bag from a fast food restaurant and a note on the counter. The note read, "This is a effing robbery. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills. Now you got 1 minute or I will kill you."
Did he have gun?
After showing the teller the note, Warren pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, "I ain't playing around. I only want hundreds and fifties." The teller gave Warren the money from her drawer, including stacks of $20 bills with recorded serial numbers. Now, what happened next is what makes this story fun. Warren later admitted, after being arrested, that after getting the cash, he drove away in a vehicle that had been loaned to him by a car dealership. He had been to the car dealership earlier.
Were letting him test drive it?
Yes, they were.
Brilliant.
He was in the process of finalizing the sale of a BMW. Officials say it was about 15 minutes after the robbery when Warren went back to the dealership in the loaned vehicle and began waving around cash.
Oh, dear.
Literally.
No.
He eventually went to the finance office and tried to finalize the purchase of the BMW with a $3,000 cash down payment. But this is when things started to fall apart for Mr. Warren, when an employee at the dealership got a call informing him about the recent bank robbery, all while Warren was still there. The employee called the cops after realizing the description of the vehicle used in the robbery matched the one loaned to Warren.
Why wouldn't you... Okay, this sounds brilliant if you could have done it the right way. Well, think about it. You go to a dealership and you look around and you look all snazzy and you're dressed up and you're like, man, I'd love to test drive one of these...
5 Series.
I'd love to test drive one of these cars.
Yeah,
sure, go ahead. Yeah. And you give them whatever you need as collateral and...
like your driver's license?
Well, maybe that's... You wouldn't... A fake driver's license. You need, like, one from Vicon Village.
Okay, it sounds to me like you're thinking ahead here, and I don't believe Mr. Warren
Well, that's
did.
What I'm saying. You gotta have all your ducks in a row, and then you test drive it, rob the bank, take the car back casually, and be like, you know what? I'm going to come back tomorrow with my wife, and we're going to close this deal. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy with it. Didn't drive well. And then you take off. On your bike?
Your skateboard?
On your own car?
No, he robbed the bank in his loaner car and then took the cash from the bank back to the dealership to buy the car that he robbed the bank in.
Okay, that was...
And is waving around stacks of cheese and trying to put $3,000 cash down. I mean, immediately...
Fat cheddar.
Do you know how much...
You were on suspicion right there, under suspicion right there.
The only thing that would have made it worse is if he would have said, I'm robbing this bank, give me my hundreds and twenties or whatever he was ordering, because I'm going to buy a BMW.
That's the only thing that he didn't do.
Right.
When he was arrested, he had more than $5,000 with him. And the serial numbers on the $5,000 match those stolen from the bank. Police also found a painted pellet gun, which matched the description of the gun he pulled out at the bank. And that's when they arrested him.
Okay, so that's the next question.
And he's doing 20 years in a federal prison.
Oh, my God.
For this.
Is it worse if you have a real gun, or does a pellet gun or a water gun or something that looks like a prop gun, does it all add up to armed robbery?
Yeah, I think it does.
It's got to.
What if it actually was a water gun? Like a super soaker? I'll get you wet!
See, I don't think that would fool them as much.
I mean, dude, he threatened to kill them.
Yeah.
But if you put like
note.
A piece of tape that said real gun on it.
But if it has a little tank of water that they can clearly see.
Okay.
It says gun with asterisks beside it.
Right.
I do like that on his note to the teller that he cussed. This is a effing robbery. Play with me and die.
Yeah, you got to get their attention with a nice F-bomb, probably.
His mugshot is like, yeah, you got me.
I wonder if this was his first go-around. Like, 50 years old, that's Ron Washington doing his first line of coke.
There you go. That's always the comparison. That's the touchstone, is the Ron Washington first time doing cocaine.
You're saying...
This guy was 50 years old 2 years ago.
Do bank robbers ever wait till 50 to have their first robbery?
Yeah. Did he see the old man and the gun with Robert Redford? Not a bad movie, by the way.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's a fine film, Corbin.
Yeah.
A fine film. All right. That's...
What's this guy's name? I want to look him up.
Let's see. It is Mr. Warren. Eric Dion Warren. D-I-O-N. Okay. Eric Dion Warren from Lubbock, Texas. The worst bank robber ever.
All right. Thanks, Danny.
Welcome.
Let's do a little Sturm Centaur next.